Jim Harbaugh to receive self-imposed suspension from Michigan. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2023. Only a week after it was reported that Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh was not going to be suspended, it turns out he will be suspended after all. But the NCAA won't suspend him. He'll be suspended by Michigan. The University of Michigan is imposing a 3-game suspension on their head coach for past NCAA infractions related to impermissible contact with recruits during the COVID-19 dead period when such contacts were not allowed, Rivals reported on Monday. While the ongoing NCAA matter continues through the NCAA process, today's announcement is our way of addressing mistakes that our department has agreed to in an attempt to further that process, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel said. We will continue to support Coach Harbaugh, his staff, and our outstanding student athletes. Per the NCAA's guidelines, we cannot comment further until the matter is resolved. The suspension will take Harbaugh off the sidelines for the East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green games. The suspension comes after a previous proposal for a 4-game suspension fell through. Speculation ran rampant that Harbaugh was being investigated for improperly buying a cheeseburger for a recruit. The NCAA tersely rejected any idea that they were investigating the coach over a cheeseburger. The Michigan infractions cases related to impermissible on and off-campus recruiting during the COVID-19 dead period and impermissible coaching activities. Not a cheeseburger, Derek Crawford, NCAA Vice President of Hearing Operations, said in a statement. It is not uncommon for the COI to seek clarification on key facts before accepting. The COI may also reject an NR if it determines that the agreement is not in the best interests of the association or the penalties are not reasonable. Michigan's self-imposed suspension does not mean that Harbaugh is out of the woods. If no agreement is reached, the NCAA could pursue the case and push for a hearing before the Committee on Infractions. According to the AP, the investigation involved impermissible texts and calls, including some by Harbaugh, to high school prospects during part of a pandemic-related dead period for contact with potential recruits. The NCAA also was looking at whether a member of Michigan's off-field football staff violated rules by doing on-the-field coaching during practice. The negotiated resolution Michigan submitted to the NCAA also included 1-game suspensions for offensive coordinator and line coach Sharoni Moore and tight ends coach Grant Newsom. The status of those penalties is also unclear. Harbaugh previously told NCAA investigators in multiple meetings that he would not agree to an unethical conduct charge for not being forthright, according to 2 people familiar with the situation. The people spoke earlier this year to the AP on condition of anonymity because details of the investigation have not been shared. Harbaugh is headed into his 9th year as head coach at Michigan and is coming off a Big Ten championship and college football playoff appearance.